Blog Talk Radio.
He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know he lives. He lives within my heart. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me, he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Most gracious Father, we do thank you for one more day and another service. Father God, you have blessed us with all good things, every good and perfect gift coming from above. It is with much gratitude that we say thank you. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, and now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom and your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, thank you. Thank you for where you have brought us, where we are, and we give you advanced praise on where we are going. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Bless our services on today, Father God. That every word, Father God, will bring you glory. Your people will be edified, and Satan is already horrified, and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says amen. And amen. We bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you and you and you and you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ as the Lord. Amen. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the good Lord has given unto us, a day that the Lord God, he has made, and we are indeed rejoicing, and we are indeed glad in it. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors to our platform. Welcome, 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 welcome. We're glad that you're here. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. It's our spiritual breakfast for champions. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I am Dr. Alfreda, amen, out of Philadelphia, and it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. We are commemorating, amen, the Passover, the Holy Week, the journey of Jesus, amen, his life on earth, because he came. Oh, Jesus was born, and Jesus came, he died. Amen. But as we continue in the next couple of days, you see that Jesus, amen, he didn't remain dead. Amen. Glory be to God. And he's not dead today, but he lives, he lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. This week, amen, we've been, amen, running a couple shifts. We've been running a couple shifts this week. Amen. Glory be to God. But it's all well. Amen. We're lifting up Jesus. Amen. We've been meeting on Facebook at 7:30 for the Holy Week services Tuesday night, last night, and then we're coming back again tonight. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. So that's three nights. Amen. Glory be to God. And then Good Friday services on tomorrow and that everybody's looking forward to that. Amen. In Jesus' name. Today, amen, we want to talk to you a little bit about the struggle of obedience. The struggle of obedience as we want to take a look at Jesus, amen's final hours here on planet Earth, beloved. Jesus, amen, we sort of gave you, amen, some background, amen. We talked about some of the things that happened during that the last days and when Jesus entered into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, and then so many events took place in between. So we talked about him going in, turning over the money tables and driving out the merchants out of his house. Because his house should be called the house of worship, and they had made it a den of thieves. We talked about Jesus cursing the fig tree because the fig tree was false. Glory be to God. We talked about Peter, amen, brother Peter, amen. Here it is, the night before, amen, he denied Jesus three times, not once, not twice, three times. Amen. Even to the point where he swore on himself, he swore to God that he, as he told the people, that I do not know this Jesus and who you're talking about. Okay. And so we see all these events, beloved, that had that took place, and there's more. Amen. But today we want to focus on Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Garden of Gethsemane. Amen. And you can find it in several passages of the Bible. Let us look at Matthew chapter 26, Matthew chapter number 26. And I'm going to read in your hearing starting in verse 36. And it reads as thus. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again, a second time, Jesus went away and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So Jesus left and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Beloved, amen. We see in this passage of scripture here, glory be to God, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, the night before his crucifixion. Beloved, we see that Jesus was struggling in his human nature. We see here, beloved, amen, for the first time and the only place in scripture where it tells us that Jesus prayed the same prayer three times. Father, if it be your will, remove this cup from me. Father, if it be your will, I'm just checking in, just making sure. Is this the only way we can redeem mankind? Jesus knew what was before him. Is this the only way we can save the people? We love the people. But is this the only way? God, he came to Jesus three times. He came to the Father three times. Three times. Beloved, he was struggling in his human nature. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse number 7, let us read that. Hebrews 5 and 7. And it reads, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears. Now, they're talking about Jesus here. The scripture is talking about Jesus. So let me start over so you can make sure, I'm going to make sure you're following me. It reads like this, talking about Jesus, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. Though he was a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. You see that, beloved? Jesus, amen, was obedient, but Jesus learned obedience. He wasn't obedient because he was the Son of God. He learned obedience the same way you and I learn obedience. Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. Same way you and I learn obedience. Suffering has benefits. Suffering does have benefits. Glory be to God. So we see Jesus struggling in his human nature, beloved. Jesus' strength to obey. Because now Jesus prayed the prayer, but you got to read the whole thing. Jesus said, Father, if it be your will, remove this cup. But then Jesus came right back and said, but not my will. Thy will be done. In other words, you said, God, I'm going to look. I'm just talking right now, Lord. And of course, Jesus did not want to suffer the pain, excruciating pain that he suffered. There wasn't no thumbtacks that they drove in Jesus' wrist and laid. There wasn't no thumbtacks. We talking about 6-inch, 9-inch spikes. Huh? So Jesus said, Jesus knew what was before him. But he said, but nevertheless, not my will, but thine will. So here we find Jesus in the midst, amen, of a situation, gruesome situation upcoming, glory be to God, but yet he found strength to obey his Father. Where did that strength come from? Where do you find strength from in the struggle? How can you have strength in the struggle? When things are really hard, what gives you the strength to keep on going? When you know what's before you, where can you find the strength to keep on going? Well, Jesus, amen, glory, his strength came from his relationship with God the Father. And I come to tell you today, beloved, he is also our source of strength. The Lord is our light and the Lord is our strength. Turn with me in your Bible to the book of St. John, chapter number 17. Want to read a couple verses? Amen. St. John chapter 17. Look at verse 11. Now, this is Jesus. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. Drop down to verse number 15. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. Verse 16, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Drop down to verse 21. That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And then verse 26, and I have declared to them your name and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. That's Jesus. Jesus, prayer, glory be to God. Finding his strength to suffer through his relationship with the Father. The struggle to remain obedient. Beloved, there's a struggle in obedience. That's why there's so few, beloved, amen, that live a life of obedience, because it's not always easy to obey. It's easier, as we said yesterday, to talk about it than to be about it. It's not easy to obey when things are rough. It's not easy to obey when things are looking unfavorable. That's not easy. You're looking for a shortcut. Your natural inclination is to take a detour. Let's get out of this thing. See, and the devil is going to convince you that it's God's will for you to get out of this thing. Beloved, we have to learn to accept whatever God allows, because we know it's only for a season, and it's a reason for the season. And God's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you out all right. Amen. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen. So we see Jesus prayed the same prayer three times. Jesus' prayer reveals his terrible suffering. Beloved, his agony was worse than death. Because here he was, a son of God, sinless son of God, never sinned, never did any evil, never did anything wrong, but he was about to take on the sins of the whole wide world. Now that was some kind of taking on. He took on Hitler's sins. He took on everybody's sins. We were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Now we know how burdened we are sometimes when we trying to help one person. I'm tired. Oh, my God, they wearing me out. Oh, my God, I need a break. That's just one person, one family, one community. Imagine taking on the sins of the whole wide world. Huh? How many million people? How many million, billion of people? Somebody said the world was crowded. Glory be to God. So they trying to get rid of some folks. I don't know. They might be successful at that. I don't know. How many people? Lottie-dottie, everybody. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. Glory be to God. He was taking on the sins upon himself to save us. Why did Jesus do this? Why would Jesus do this? To save us from suffering and to save us from separation from God. Because man was separated from God because of Adam's sin in the garden. This is what Jesus meant when he said, when God told Adam, thou shalt surely die. We were separated from God. Couldn't find a way back to God. God couldn't find anybody to fill in the space and to pay the sacrifice. But Jesus said, send me. My God, Jesus. Huh? And so Jesus' death on the cross filled in the gap. The veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom. Amen. Glory. Now we all have opportunity to be restored back to God. But it doesn't happen automatically. It happens by faith. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we see here, beloved, amen, hallelujah, in verse number 39 in our scripture, in our chapter, Matthew chapter number 26, verse 39. This is when Jesus prayed the third time, praying the same prayer. You can always tell when something bothers somebody. You know, you go to somebody and say, you know, I need you to pray for me. I need you to pray for me. Oh, this is a situation. Okay, fine. So we pray. Huh? But then the person come back the next day. The next day. They got the same prayer request every time they come back. You want to know why it's bothering them. They haven't, that thing's bothering them. They haven't let it go yet. But it says here, and Jesus went a little further, fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen, was pressing in, beloved. He was pressing in. Hallelujah. To God be the praise, the glory, and all the honor. He was pressing in. Beloved, let me say this. In times of suffering, people sometimes wish they knew the future, or they wish they could understand the reason for the anguish. But Jesus knew what lay ahead of him, and he also knew the reason. Even so, beloved, in spite of all that, his struggle was intense. More wretching than any struggle you will ever have to face. I want to ask you a question this morning as we begin to wind down. What does it take for you to be able to say, I want your will to be done? Jesus knew what was before him. He was struggling with it. But he concluded, Father, nevertheless, regardless of what I got to go through, hell and high water, through the fire, through the flood, around the gates, in and out, in the valley, regardless of the way that it is set for me to go, I want your will to be done. Beloved, what does it take for you to tell the Lord that? Father, I want your will to be done. Because, beloved, if we will be quite honest, we will say most of us don't want the Lord's will to be done. We want our will to be done. Lord, can you get me out of this right now? Not another day. Right now, Lord. But my child, it's my will to take you through the fire. Don't worry, the fire not going to burn you. But I don't want to go through the fire. But you're not going to be burned. I still don't want to go through the fire. It's my will for you to go through the flood. Come on, the waters are not going to overtake you. Come on, I'm teaching you something. I'm taking you something. But I don't want to go through the water. But it is my will for you to do. Yeah, but Father, but can we do my will today? Now, you ain't going to tell God that, but you are telling God that. How many of us would know, amen, that this is God's will for us, glory be to God, and we say, Lord, your will be done. Your will be done, Father. I accept what you allow. Beloved, it takes firm trust in God's plans. It also takes prayer and it takes obedience each step of the way. And this is why Jesus, amen, asked the boys. He said, look, can you just pray? He said, pray for 1 hour. Just 1 hour of prayer. That's where we get the song, Sweet Hour of Prayer. See? Glory be to God, beloved. But what? He came back and found him sleeping. Every time he came back, he found him sleeping. Peter was drowsy. You know how it is sometimes when your eyes get heavy? You ever been in church or at a business meeting or someplace? Hopefully not when you're driving. And your eyes just get heavy, and you just be trying to, like, you know, keep your eyes open, to give me a toothpick so I can keep my eyelid open. And see, like, the harder you try to keep your eyelid open, the heavier it gets. Yeah, well, Peter and the boys was a little drowsy in the Garden of Gethsemane. But Jesus used Peter's drowsiness to warn him about the kinds of temptation that he would soon face. You know why Jesus asked Peter and the disciples to stay awake and pray? You want to know why? Because the way to overcome temptation is to keep alert. The way to overcome temptation is to pray. Beloved, amen. The Bible says the devil came and sowed the snares while they were sleeping. Oh, let me tell you something, beloved. Too much sleep, amen, is going to get you into trouble. You don't know what's going on when you sleep. You don't know what's going on. And the devil takes advantage of that. See? And so Jesus said, look, just stay awake. Now, because Jesus knew that the kiss was coming in a little bit. He knew that Judas was just around the corner. Oh, boy, and the kiss was coming. See, he knew it. And he said, just pray with me. Pray with me, because I'm in a hard place right now. Jesus said, I'm struggling right now. Glory be to God. I'm struggling in my human nature. Can you just pray with me just for a little bit right now? I need you to just, can you just stop? Can you wake up? I hate to wake you up. Pastor, I hate to wake you up, but right now, Pastor, I need some prayer. I need some prayer right now, right now, right now, right now. Keeping alert, beloved, means being aware of the possibilities of temptation. When you're sensitive, amen, to what's going on around you, when you're spiritually equipped to fight it, you can't fight in your spirit while you're sleeping. Glory be to God. Let me show you this scripture here. Glory be to God. Those of you taking notes, amen, hallelujah. Let me pull this scripture. Hallelujah. Okay, give me one second here. I want you to write this down in your notes. Amen, and keep reference to it. And you can find it in the Matthew's chapter number 13. And I want you to look at verse number 25. I just want to show you this. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on this because we're winding up. But write this down, Matthew's 13, 25. But while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went their way. Well, how was the enemy able to do this? How was the enemy able to slip in? How did this happen? Because he did it while you were sleeping. Spiritually asleep. Sometimes even physically asleep. And Jesus knew it. That's why Jesus said, boys, please wake up. Please wake up. Please wake up. I'm not asking for no all-night prayer, Jesus said. I'm just asking for 1 hour. And they couldn't give Jesus that. Because temptation strikes where we are most vulnerable. And we cannot resist it alone. So prayer is essential because God's strength can shore up our defenses and defeat Satan's power. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I want to show you something else. Glory be to God. Now, you might ask yourself, glory be to God. Well, when Jesus was praying, Jesus prayed the same prayer 3 times. He prayed the same. Was Jesus trying to get out of going to the cross? I mean, come on now. Jesus knew why he came. And you move Jesus now. Okay, Jesus, we can understand you asking God one time. You went back three times and asked God. He said, what you trying to get? No. No, Jesus wasn't trying to get out of the cross, beloved. Jesus was expressing his true feelings. Remember we talked about that yesterday? How Jesus cursed the fig tree because the fig tree was false. God hates false. God hates anything false. Because Jesus said, I'm the truth. The truth can't intermingle with false. Jesus was just expressing his true feelings the same way some of us need to express ours. He said, get that stuff off your heart. Get that stuff off your heart. That's why your blood pressure's so high. That's why you got all these vital symptoms. Why? Because you got to get that stuff off your heart and express your truth. He said, speak the truth in love. And you ain't got to go cussing and fussing and acting like you ain't got no manners. But ask God for a nice way, amen, to say what's on your heart. Jesus expressed his true feelings. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me show you one more scripture here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the book of Mark. Amen. Chapter number 14. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I pray that you're being blessed. Amen. By the teachings. Amen. On today. Amen. Mark. Amen. Chapter number 14. Amen. Glory be to God. Verse number 38. And again, it says this. It's keep watch and pray. This is Jesus speaking to the disciples. So that you will not give in to temptation. Why? The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Oh, our spirit willing. Our spirit always willing. Oh, we ready to pray. We ready. Oh, come on. We can do this thing. The spirit say, let's go. And you get ready to go, and your body say, well, anyway, let's take a nap. Hey, wait a minute. Let's do it tomorrow. Hey, wait a minute. Do we really need to do this? The spirit is willing, amen, and but the body, amen, is weak. Glory be to God. Beloved, let me say this. You may not face execution for your faith, but you probably face many problems that wear you down, because that's life, and we all do. You deal with irritating people whom you must love and whom you must serve. You face the burden of unfinished tasks or lack of obvious results. You cope with helpers who let you down or fail to comprehend. But remember that in times of great stress, you are vulnerable. This is another point, and I pray that you take this away this morning. As we see it in the life of Jesus, beloved, when you are under great stress, and we all live under some measure of stress, you now have become very vulnerable to weaknesses and very vulnerable to temptation, even if you have a willing spirit. Why? Because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so Jesus explained, and he was trying to help the disciples, as he's helping me and you today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How to resist. How do we resist? Well, he showed us in the word. Number one, we resist by keeping watch. Staying awake and being morally vigilant. Stay spiritually awake. Number two, we resist by seeking support of our friends and our loved ones, all right? And we thank God, amen, when we have a support system, glory be to God. This is how you build up your resistance, amen, and help others. When one is weak, others are strong. So, you know, you're weak, you're going through something right now, you're weak, amen, but I'm not, see? And where I'm weak, you strong, amen. And where you're weak, I'm strong. Come on now, and vice versa. We're all at different places at different times. Glory be to God. And the last point that Jesus was trying to teach, beloved, is to focus on the purpose that God has given you. We must always remember that. What is my assignment? What is my mission? You can't do everything. You can't be everywhere. You can't be all things to all people. That's Jesus' job. But what is my mission? Because, beloved, when you stay focused on what God is giving you to do, this is how you do God's will and not your own. This is how Jesus said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will. See? You don't want to do your own will because your own will is not going to reap you any benefits or any rewards. What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You only want God's will to be done because that's the only thing you're going to be rewarded for. It's the only thing that counts because it's only what we do for Christ that's going to last. So, beloved, in my closing today, I come to tell you the point that we get out of Jesus, one of the points, amen, another point, and Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, the night before his crucifixion, is that he teaches us that doing God's will is going to cost you something. The struggle of obedience, the struggle to live right, the struggle to live holy. Come on, somebody. If it wasn't on the struggle, baby, the party would be on all day and all night. Like some Christians try to live. But God called myself a Christian, but the party is on all day and all night. There's no obedience in their life. Living loose like that. But when you want to separate yourself, because only the pure in heart shall see God. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. That is a struggle. You are intentional about being focused. You're intentional about being separated. You are intentional. And it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you some temporary pleasure. It's going to make cost, amen, people you being laughed at, ridiculed, talked about. Glory be. It's going to cost you something. Doing the Father's will cost you. That's why the Bible tells us to count the cost. And you hear me, I teach it all the time, and I say it, and I say it, and I keep saying it, hopefully you'll get it. Salvation is free, but the kingdom going to cost you something. Oh, it's going to cost you something to live right. It's going to cost you something to walk with Jesus. It's going to cost you something to love when your flesh want to hate. Huh? When you want to have your own way tonight, you want to have God, I'll get back to you in a minute. I let me handle this over here. Huh? When you want to lay your religion down, it's going to cost you something. It cost Jesus to go to that cross. He was, the Bible tells us in the book of John 22:44 that Jesus, amen, was bleeding drops of blood. Now, this is my last scripture. I said the other one was my last scripture, but this is my last scripture. Okay, Luke 22:44. I want you to see it right here. When the last time you sweat drops of blood? Luke 22:44. All right, this is what it says here. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Who we talking about? We talking about Jesus. That's going to cost you something. But check this out. Jesus, sweating drops of blood. No telling what our Savior's blood pressure was that day. Probably was off the Richter scale. Huh? But check this out, saints. Jesus didn't give up, and Jesus didn't give in. Jesus didn't give up, and Jesus didn't give in. He kept moving forward. How many times do we give up and give in because of struggle? Because of the struggle. Oh, this is too hard. I didn't know it was going to be all this. I was expecting something else. Oh, this is a lot. Oh. Oh, no, the struggle is too much. Oh, no, no. Jesus didn't give up, and Jesus didn't give in. If anybody on planet Earth had a good reason to give up and to give in, it would have been Jesus. But he kept going. They didn't take Jesus like he gave it up. He kept going. He could have called 10,000 angels to pull him up out of here. Jesus kept going. For you and I, he stretched his arms wide and he died. For you and I, what love, what love. Jesus died on Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. What love. Jesus didn't give up. Saints, I've come to encourage somebody today. Please don't give up. Please don't give in. Please don't give up. Please don't give in. Glory be to God. Keep going. Oh, yeah, it's a struggle. It's a struggle right now. But guess what? You have the promise of God that many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivers them out of them all. Beloved, what does your commitment to God cost you? You say, it ain't costing me nothing. You have to reexamine yourself. Reexamine your salvation. If it ain't costing you nothing, you're probably not saved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we must be willing to pay any price. Hallelujah. To gain what is priceless. We must be willing to pay any price to gain what is priceless. What's that? Our eternal life. Hallelujah. The struggle of obedience. Well, beloved, hallelujah. We'll find out on tomorrow what happened after Jesus went through this agony, sweating drops of blood, repeating his prayers. Disciples falling asleep on him. Hallelujah. We'll pick up here tomorrow, Lord's willing. Hallelujah. And it tells us in the next verse, amen, glory be to God. And this is where we'll pick up. In verse 47, and it says, and while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude with swords and clubs, came, and the chief priests and elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, whoever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him. And immediately he went up to Jesus and said, greetings, Rabbi, my God. My God. The kiss of betrayal. We'll find out about that tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. Today, beloved, make up your mind, amen, that you're going to keep going. You're going to keep going. You're not going to get weary in well-doing. Amen. You're going to keep going. Why? As we prayed this morning on our 5 o'clock platform on Facebook, only he who endures to the end shall be saved. Amen and amen. Father, we thank you for the word of God on today. We thank you, Father God, for the infallible word that will never, ever, ever return into your void, but will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, be with us today as we go out, as we stay in, whatever we do today, Father. We're praying for your divine protection. Father, we will not be afraid of the arrow by day and the terror by night. We ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us as we walk in faith, love, and obedience. In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, saints, amen. Glory be to God. Today we'll be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock. Glory be to God. We will have our service tonight at 7:30 on Facebook. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to, Lord's willing, have a little music tonight. And we're also going to be, amen, partaking in Holy Communion. Amen. So that's tonight at 7:30. Now, depending, amen, on how the service flows, amen, we will be at the 9 o'clock altar tonight. Amen. The 9 o'clock altar, prayer altar. Amen. Because we're going to be sending people straight to the altar. Amen. Right from Facebook. Call in right now. Glory be to God. Amen. In Jesus' name. Tomorrow morning, amen, we will be back. 5 o'clock Facebook, Lord's willing. Back to the breakfast table at 6. And then, ho, 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 Good Friday services, amen, at 12 o'clock, amen, in Jesus' name. So we hope that everybody is linked in through Facebook, or you can find us on YouTube, amen, or you can find us on Twitter, amen. Those are and amen, also, tomorrow you'll be able to go straight to our website and watch the Good Friday service. Just go straight to lifewordjesus.org. And it'll be there also. So that's about 4 or 5 different platforms. Hopefully between one of them, you'll be able to locate us. Amen. In Jesus' name. Let me let you know right now. Amen. After Jesus was crucified on Friday, the Bible tells us that everything was silent until Sunday, resurrection morning. So guess what? There'll be no service on Saturday. Hear the ministry, because the Bible says everything was quiet. Everything was quiet. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a Sabbath day, and we're going to be quiet and let all this word, amen, hallelujah, feed them all that. Amen. Glory be to God. As we celebrate the resurrection on Sunday, we're going to celebrate our resurrection too. In Jesus' name. All right, that's it. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer and this service and decree and declare, amen, that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. And amen. God bless you. I love you. My pleasure to serve. And God's word will not return into him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen. Do you love God? I know you do. And he loves you too. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Lift up your voice and say now. You have won it all for me. He has won.